Welcome to the Start Empire Wire Founders Podcast, where we make entrepreneurial founders a top priority. Each episode features risk takers, business builders, community shapers, institutional and government supporters in our local startup ecosystem. Tune in weekly to hear all about what's happening with the movers and the shakers of Southern California's Inland Empire and beyond. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Founders Podcast. This is your opportunity to find out about the founders here in our local ecosystem, startup ecosystem, whether it be the startups, the founders, the investors, the entrepreneurs, service providers. We're talking to all of these components of the startup ecosystem. Today, we do have someone who plays a huge part in our local startup ecosystem, Steve Kinsey, who runs SK America, but he is also a part of the Inland Empire WordPress Meetup Group and runs the help desk in the WordPress Meetup Group. It's been popping pretty hot lately. So we're going to chat a little bit about, where he's come from and, you know, how do you get into what he's into as an entrepreneur. And we'll talk a little bit about the meetup as well. Steve, please introduce yourself.
Paris, thank you very much. I grew up in Detroit, Michigan, just outside Detroit, Michigan. I did my undergraduate. I went to high school, obviously, in the suburbs. And a lot of my discipline and stuff comes from my high school. It was all boys, competitive. You had to take, you know, wear a tie and all that stuff to go there, take a test to get in, all that good stuff. And then went to undergraduate and kind of floundered around, was a computer science major. Oh, and as a
computer science.
As an undergraduate, I mean, as a high schooler, did write a little basic program on Apple that I actually sold to.
Was it on? It was basic, a basic program.
Basic, and kept it on a floppy drive, and it was a grading program that actually allowed the chemistry teacher to make weighted averages and like type in her role, and then right. And I didn't really like her that much, but it was a project, right? And she wanted it done, and I, you know, $25, right? So was my like first, you know, sales into like WordPress, right? Well, then I went to undergraduate and wasn't probably really ready for undergraduate, and I messed around and started off computer science, became a psych major, did this something else major, like speech major, and ended up becoming a PE major, right? So ended up becoming a PE major, and the only reason why is because I promised my mom I'd graduate, right? My dad didn't graduate from high school. But after my first year of undergraduate, dad said, hey, you know, you're going to come work for me. So work for dad, using an Apple II again. So this is back 85. Yeah, 85.
Okay.
And I used AppleWorks was actually they had a program called AppleWorks. It ended up, being very similar to like...
Microsoft Works?
Well, Claris Works, stuff like that, right? It was a predecessor to all that, right? So, I mean, it hasn't been around for a minute, right? But it was really cool, and it had a word processor, and it had a way to like do a contact list, and you could actually create stuff in the contact list, and you know, allowed you to kind of set up your own database. And in doing that, one of the things that Dad told me, and this prevails throughout my work now, when I help like startups and small businesses attack something. With technology or anything like that, is, hey, you know, the computer can't do that. Well, my dad said, hey, I want this done. I said, the computer can't do that, right?
Yes.
Dad was done with that, hearing that, right? So dad pulls me in the room by myself. He says, hey, check it out. This computer right here is more powerful than the computer we landed on the moon with. Yeah. Don't be telling me that the computer can't do it.
Come on.
Here's what you can say. Program that you're using, the application that you're using, can't do it.
Yes.
Or you don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Either way, we can make it work. Right?
Come on.
Now when clients ask me, hey, can this happen? I always say, sure.
Yes.
Right? Like whether or not I know how to do it right now or, you know, whatever, but I can figure it out, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So I go do the undergraduate thing, get the PE, in school it became easy because I was into lifting weights and into staying healthy, whatever. So I got my master's, got my PhD, and then I went to university. Well, teaching at university got boring and things like that. And one thing leads to another. And I retired after about 20 years of doing that.
Yeah.
Well, then what are you going to do? Because I was still a young guy. And then I had a son real late in life. And So I have, you know, like now I have a little baby boy, like right at this moment, I have a nine, you know, a couple weeks will be nine. So I'm pretty old to have a 9 year old. So I had to do something. Right. And
yeah,
I get some pension from my university stuff. And, you know, I guess I was, if I was 80, I could live on it, but you know, now if I moved out of here, out of California, I could probably live on it, but
yeah,
I can't really do much now. So what happened? Well, I was always into building websites. I was one of the first people that had like a course online. You could find my syllabus online, you know, long before Blackboard and all that stuff happened. And so I had a, obviously I could program right from as a high schooler, and I took Pascal and I took Fortran, and I Pascal and Fortran were with cards, you know, like I had to fill the cards out and do all that. And Fortran ended up becoming something I could also do digitally, and that worked in my master's program. Then I did QuickBasic for my dissertation or for my thesis, and then I learned freaking SPSS and all these other applications to
use right
because in my PhD I have more classes in my than in statistics and measurement than I do in my major, right?
Okay.
Which is biomechanics. Well, biomechanics still required me to be technical and, you know, take analog signals and turn them into, you know, digital through an ADD board and things like that, and I had to learn to program all that stuff. And so, I mean, all of it took some sort of programming, right?
You got into some Python as well, too.
Yeah, Python and stuff of this nature, and then got finished. Said, okay, I want to learn to do. You know, got retired and said, I want to learn to do websites even better. So I took HTML, took CSS, took PHP, and did that at the university level, right? Took the courses just to see if I could.
I'm going to say, when you came to the WordPress meetup, I was like surprised, because not everyone who came to the meetups were knowledgeable in how to build their own websites from scratch, writing the code, HTML, CSS, JavaScript. You were very knowledgeable when you came to our meetup group in the beginning.
Well, thanks. But I mean, the first one is I just was irritated about my dang speed, you know, and I was trying to cache and it didn't understand what the error, you know, what the online, you know, the online says do this or whatever to, you know, need to cache this or whatever. And I was trying to figure out how to do it better. And basically the guy that sat with me was like, are you kidding me? It's flying. You know what I mean? And then you come to a lot of, and there's a cautionary tale here, right? So if you are a startup and you do have a website and you are worried about how fast it comes up, because you do put it through some, you know, your choice of analytic tool, right? That you want to use, anything from like Google's, you know, console, any whatever, doesn't matter who puts it through Lighthouse. It doesn't really matter. The point is when you look at it on a fresh browser, or your friend looks at it that hasn't looked at your site before on a fresh browser, and they type it in, does it come up fast, right? Or does the guy sit there and think, oh my gosh, it's taking forever to load?
Right.
And ask your mother, because your mother will tell you the truth, right? It's like, if you want to play a game and you're a man, you know, or a boy, and you want to play a game and you don't want the person to let you win, don't play your dad. He'll let you win. Play your mom. She won't let you win. Right? Like she won't let you in, whether you're playing basketball against her, football against her, nothing. She's going to try to stop you, right? And you know, I mean, that's truth, right? If you're playing chess or checkers against your dad, he'll let you jump him. He'll
probably depending on who the dad is, though.
Well, yeah, right. But I mean, the joke, that's a joke, right? And one of the things like learn to be a gentleman thing. So sure. Ask someone, they'll be truthful, right? Or ask your best friend, ask your wife, ask your, you know, your
ask one of your best friends who, you know, who'll call you out and
tell you, that doesn't look good on you, right?
Like, right.
Your face, right? Shave it, you know, whatever.
Right.
You know? I mean, like the mustache looks lame, dude, you know, whatever. Or you need to grow your hair. And all of that. So you ask that person to check your website. And if it loads fast, because there's the site, the testing stuff, whether it's webpagetest.org or any of them, right? As good as they can be, they can't really say how fast it's coming up on one's device, right?
That's true.
As long as your site loads, you know, so that people know it's loading, people aren't really tripping, right? Now Google will say, well, that's going to affect your rankings. Well, really, what happens, and startups need to be aware of this too, is not so much all that technical stuff. It's, is your web page addressing a question that people are asking, right? Is it addressing a topic that people
search intent?
Yeah, concerned about, right? So if I'm trying to search for, you know, I don't know, it's like, I pick any of them, you know, if I'm trying to search up for a backup company, right? Like a online backup company. I use Backblaze, but let's say someone's starting one here that's going to change, you know, going to not be the same as Backblaze or better than Backblaze, right? If they're not using the key, same keywords and give me a reason why them against Backblaze, or, you know, why Airtable over Pipedrive, you know, why Rank Math over Yoast, things like this. If you're not seeing those comparisons and it's not driving you to, you know, the Rank Math page or the Airtable page or, you know, the startup here in the IE's page, and they're losing something, well, then you're not going to get the hits, right? And organically, you have to do what you have to do. And then, of course, you can't forget, the startups can't forget that no matter what, you're going to have to throw some money out for the advertising, right? You're going to have to do some pay-per-click stuff, right?
Yeah.
Pay-per-click on Facebook. You're going to have to do the pay-per-click on Instagram. You're going to have to do the pay-per-click on TikTok. And TikTok's where it's at, right? And if you say, well, who's looking at TikTok? Everyone's looking at TikTok.
Yeah. Right?
I have a TikTok account. Gary Vee has a TikTok account. Grant Cardone has a TikTok. I mean, everybody's got, you know, Mark Cuban's got a TikTok account. They all have them, right? So if you think that the right, that you're not, you know, that's beneath you because there's some crazy people. Well, there's some crazy shit on Twitter too. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So let's talk about this really quick, Steve. Sure. We're getting deep into the weeds of what you actually offer and help to do, but can you tell us a little bit about SK America?
Oh yeah, SK America.
Yeah, what do you guys do in general? Total, right, yeah, like, yeah. What's so, your start? So, what are you? Right. What are the meetings? What are the things you meet?
Right. So the mission there, right, straight up there, is to we're focused on the providing tech and web application development for the American small businessmen. And basically, it's like, what's the Tommy Boy, you know, or Callahan for, you know, an American company for America, you know, whatever Callahan.
Yeah,
is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, made in America for Americans, whatever that is. Well, yes. Check it out. My whole mission is when you call us, you get, and this could sound horrible, but it's the truth, you get an American English speaking person.
Yeah, yeah. Right? And you're local.
That's right. We're here in San Bernardino. Right downtown San Bernardino, actually, right by the courthouse, the 215 and 5th Street, basically a couple blocks that way, but we're right here at Arrowhead Avenue, and 5th and Arrowhead, actually. So
okay,
we're right two blocks north of the courthouse, and you can find us, SK America. We're there on Google My Business, and it comes up, and there's our address, SK America, and it's a space and LLC. Anyway, and we're registered in Wyoming. So anyway, that's the deal there. And we simply do everything I just said for the small business. And, you know, small business defined as anybody under 200. Well, I don't know any companies that are larger than 200, right? So everything that I'm going to deal with is a small business, right? So,
yeah.
And you know, instead of outsourcing it to somebody that you can't really understand and that you might have to draw the whole plan out, like, you know, every startup has an idea, even the tech guys, right? They have an idea, right? And so I'd like them to focus on their tech, right? Mm-hmm. And I'd like to help them market their tech, right?
Yeah.
And you know, you don't, it's not, it does, you don't have to feel bad, right? Like, you don't have to feel bad that you don't know how to market your tech, because you can program all the stuff, but, you know, you don't have time to, like, design a website. Well, you know, I'm redeveloping for the third time now my SK America site, and I should do it over the weekend, right? But I didn't.
Yeah.
So it's still, you know, I mean, why not? Well, because I have people paying me to do theirs, and the tech people that are doing their startup, they have to focus on, you know, their funding. Make sure they're meeting their goals. So what about marketing?
The Inland Empire startup ecosystem industry is tremendously fragmented. A few top tier hubs, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and San Diego, are well covered by media, events, and data platforms. Finding reliable information relevant to startups or the tech industry in the Inland Empire is extremely difficult. As a result, startups can't scale fast enough. Investors are having a hard time finding the right deals, and corporates can't find the right companies to partner with for their innovation activities. Start Empire Wire, the leading Inland Empire startup publication, is providing the Inland Empire startup ecosystem with the most accurate, engaging business and financial data, events, and news. Our reach of entrepreneurs, C-level executives, angels, VC investors, startup employees, key management at innovative corporates, and big tech is the solution for your B2B or B2C needs. As we build out our platform, we're looking for partners. This is your opportunity to get in on the ground level. If you're looking to align yourself with the local and growing startup and tech ecosystem of the Inland Empire, we have created the platform to get your name noticed and the opportunity for you to grow the recognition of your brand. Contact us today for availability and pricing options. We look forward to our partnership with you. So you tell us a little bit about how you started with getting into the tech.
Oh yeah,
so and all that stuff. So yeah. tell us now, like the growth of SK America. You know, right now, where you're at as compared to where you're at right now. Like, how did you get into the niche that you're in?
What led
you that way?
Right. So it starts off with not knowing anything, right? And I did. Actually saying I want to try this, and I saw some blurb come across an email about sign up here for website coaching, learn how to like build your own website and make money, right? It was what place out of Utah, and it was a coaching thing out of Utah, and it was being affiliate marketing, and that's what they ended up trying to teach you how to do, right? Well, I stomped right through that, like the about page, the home page, and figured it, like I blew right through it. And SK America was about gonna market American goods. Right, things made in America.
Yeah,
well, of course, lots of younger people aren't really hip to what's made in America, right? They understand the global marketing, and I'm not really down for homestead stuff like Secret Santas and whatever they do, ranch style, like country ranch style stuff. I just didn't know enough about it. I was more of in motorcycling and like leather apparel and stuff like that, and they didn't really have affiliate programs, so I was like, okay, forget all that, and I have a fairly good talent for this HTML and the CSS, right? So I took the course, learned how to do, right? And then the only good thing that came out of that coaching thing was this coaching lady knew a guy that runs a bartending school down here in Riverside, California. So Riverside Bartending School in Riverside, California ended up really becoming my first client, right?
Nice.
It was a Joomla site and we ended up getting hacked, and I switched it over to WordPress. And basically, I've been doing that for a long time. And through that site, because he's a leads only generation thing, like we've gotten great at doing Google ads, Facebook ads, like we understand it, right?
Yeah.
With the new current difficulties with Facebook, we've gone through all that, right? So we crush things now, right? And we do really well. And so that's what's been going on, right? So that started. Well, that was really small. I was working out of my house. Mm-hmm. And then another venture came on, and became vice president of another manufacturing company, and we did well there. And then Fed regulations came involved, and I had to move on, right? So ended up becoming back to being a situation in my life where I was a single dad, right? Uh-huh. Just by myself in the house.
Son's
mother decided to step out, and so now I'm just me and him, and I had to work back from the house. So I went back to SK America, and this is just about 5 years ago. And went back to Riverside Bartending School and got a couple more clients through him. Things were still kind of slow, but I was able to stay at the house and do what I needed to do, right?
Right.
And then over the past 2 years, we've actually increased like 30%, right? And so now it's with just three of us, we're like in the six figures. Everything is good, right? We have no overhead, the expenses are our computers, and like I finance that myself, right? So there's no issues here. And I mean, the business pays, but I mean, I'm sole owner of the corporation, right? And then we end up meeting a person in Thailand who is actually an American, dual passport holder. And so we started working with Thai companies.
Yeah.
So I have a branch of my company that does Thai companies interested in marketing to the West.
Nice.
Right? So we work there, right? Mm-hmm. And it's all WordPress stuff and custom applications. And then I have a mobile home company, mobile home dealership in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And they needed a way to track their stuff. So I'm doing stuff with Airtable for them and working that out. And so I'm a guy like that, right? Find the app. I mean, aside from building your your custom website or whatever you need to have happen. I'm also the guy that finds the app and then learns the app or can suggest the app or will test the app to see if it'll work for your application, right?
So kind of all around tech help as well.
You're right.
Yeah, I know. That's just good. So
it keeps us in good terms with our clients, right? Because we don't want to lose the client. We want to be able to stick with them, and we offer them different levels of payment, right? Like we don't try to say it's one and done pricing, right? Like
different payment models, right? To kind of be a little bit more flexible.
Yeah, yeah. Typically, people say like $3,000 for your stuff, or $5,000, or $2,000, and you pay, you know, pay if it's $3,000, pay like $1,500 now, and then it's, you know, the halfway mark, you know, I'm going to show you like a design, something like that. You're going to pay $500, mm-hmm. and then, you know, at the end, you know, you're going to pay another $500, and then after the third revision, you're going to pay another $500, and you know, there's how our $3,000 is going to work, right? So you get paid throughout, right? Okay, fine. And most people are cool with that, but then you don't keep up the client doesn't keep up the website and things of that nature. And typically, you know, half of the cost of their website to start is a large sum of money, right? So we're hip to that, right? So instead of what we do is we say, hey, look, how about this much money over this many months, right? Or for perpetuity or mm-hmm. whatever, right? And we work it out so that, you know, after a few years, we'll redo your website. After we get a better feel of what's going on and you get a better feel of what's going on, maybe you'll want to change the colors. Maybe you like them now, maybe you won't. And so we'll just be there for you. And then we'll see stuff in your business that you need and we'll help you because we'll talk to you. And we don't take on a whole bunch of clients, right? I'm more focused on, we take on like 5 or 6.
Quality. So you want to offer your clients quality without taking on too much to overwhelm.
And I think that's important. I think that all small businesses in the service industry have to recognize that you're in the service industry, right?
Yep.
If you're trying to provide me, whether it's software as a service, your brains as a service, your instructions as a service, your guidance as a service, your coaching as a service, whatever it is, what differentiates you from everybody else, right?
Mm-hmm.
And mine is I'm not trying to rip anybody off.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm not trying to do a lot of work on your site and get burned myself. Right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But we provide everything. Like we'll check you right through it. Like let's register your domain mm-hmm. and we're going to make sure your name, you're on charge of it. And then make sure that I also have control of it as your person, but you'll have ultimate control of it. So you can kick me off if you want.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on my hosting I'm most familiar with because these are the hosting companies I work with and boom, boom, boom. And then, you know, here we go. And
just,
so you don't have to worry about it. You know, you can just wash your hands of it and walk away and your website's going to work.
So when you came to the Inland Empire WordPress meetup group, we were kind of transitioning at the time. We had just finished our second. No. You came before the.
Yeah,
I the
came
third
before the, yeah,
WordCamp.
Yeah, like 2016 or 17 or something.
2017?
Something like
were
that.
Were you at the 2018 WordCamp?
Is that the last one we had?
No, that was 2019.
Okay, so 19 I went to.
So you went to 19.
17 or 18 I came. And then
18 was the WordCamp where we had the 80s theme.
Yeah,
we,
I didn't go.
Oh, that was awesome. So that
I was too worried. My thing was I was tripping on the meetups. I thought this is truth, and I'm going to tell the startups this. I thought the meetups were over my head, going to be over my head or under my head or too nerdy or too whatever, too strange, or I wouldn't know what to talk about. You know, imposter syndrome thing, all like freaking out about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I actually couldn't get one thing correct. I was irritated as heck. It was like 18. And it must have been 18 and I was sitting there trying to figure it out and I couldn't for the life of me get this caching thing correct. And I just want to know like what could I do, right? And so you put me with a guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like right on, right? And then
I forget his name. He lives here in the Inland Empire though.
Oh, he does.
He used to be a part of our meetup group. We have people who come and go. That's basically the way the meetup is. You know now that you've been leading the workshop meetup is that we're just an institution located regionally as the meetup. We're an institution that's available for business owners.
That's right.
And that's really the goal, is to be an institution available to business owners. So, you know, I didn't know that you would eventually volunteer to take over the workshop meetup.
I never did.
Yeah.
Really, that wasn't my plan, right?
But right.
What happened was I felt like, well, what happens is, so I go to the startup, right? And then I go to the meetup, right? And then we end up going shut down because of COVID, right? So because of the COVID shutdown, I started saying, you know what? I'm going to see what is happening with these meetups, right? And and then I, like Joe Simpson Jr., because he's from Detroit and he lives in Santa Clarita, went over to his meetup, right? And then I met some people that were coming to this meetup, and they say, it's online, right? Come to the meetup, right?
Yeah.
So I went to the meetup. And of course, going to the WordCamp, of course, I re-met you, met Joe, you know, all this kind of stuff, right? And so that was really great. And it was very helpful because felt a little bit of rejuvenation and felt like, hey, you know, there are not everybody here is a nerd and not everybody's talking over my head. You know, some of this stuff, like, I really understand.
Yes. And,
you know, like, I understand it as well as the guy talking, right? So I didn't feel like I was out of my head, you know, like I really could help. And then so I joined, come to a meetup, and we walked to a breakout. And somebody needed some help with some things, and the old organizer put me in his breakout to run it.
Right? Yeah,
I can help, right? So I went in here and solved a couple people's problems, and then I said, "Well, heck, I should always go to this, right? I should."
Yeah.
I started going to all of them, right? And then I started getting very, you know, my personality to talk. I'm not I'm an extrovert. I'm definitely not an introvert.
Yeah, so
it was easy for me to share my story. It was easy for me to like. Butt in or you know
well and that's the up. That's the atmosphere we want to have at the meetings anyway, you know.
So, and yeah, at least share what you're doing, right?
Yeah. And the great thing, Steve, is that, you know, like as the organizer of the meetup group, like, you know, since 2012, I always sit back and I'm watching, okay, who possibly could come in and speak, who possibly could come in and be a guest organizer. You know, right. I'm looking for that ways to delegate it. You know what I mean?
Right. And I understand.
Yeah, you stood out and Andre stood out as well.
Right.
Throughout those meetings, and then eventually, you know, whenever our organizer for the workshop meetup moved to Texas.
Right.
I was like, did I ask you directly? I think I maybe.
I said, hey, I'll do it
to you. Yeah, I need somebody to, so, said, boom.
I said, I'll do it. And you said, well, okay.
all right, problem solved.
right. So, like, what else am I going to do? You know, like, you were all about, you know, go for it then, you know?
And yes.
Like, okay, because I can really help. Like, I'm not trying to play weird. I'm trying to actually, you know, say what's happening. So, here it is. So I guess it was this. So it's 5:13. Join group on 5:13. So let's just do the math. So I'm gonna look at my calendar real quick.
And
5:13:19 is probably like a.
Oh, you joined on 5:13 in 2019. Okay.
Check it out. So 5:13:19. I'm gonna go back to 19 now, and I'm betting you that if I go back to that, it's gonna be. So 5:13:19 right here. So 5:13:19. Oops. May 13th. Okay, right here. 5:13:19 was a Monday. And I'm telling you, I probably went to the meetup
the next day.
Either like the next day or at the end of the, like, I'm trying to see if I have it on.
Was it the 5:13? Oh, that 13 is the second week.
Yeah, so if I went in June, maybe I went in June. I'm trying to see if I could see it. But it was one of those deals where I went and I had that going on. And I went during my son's therapy over there, and that's when it was. So it was right around there. And then I didn't come back, and because it was such a pain to get down there, right? Driving down there, and Renino at the 215 was such a pain. And then I went to your... WordCamp, and then everything was cool, and then we shut down a couple months later, and that's when I got really involved, because I felt like we were really reaching, you know, some great things, and you know, helping out more people than just locally. And I felt like I could get behind it and help. And plus, I could do it from my office, and I didn't have to fight the traffic. So
virtually,
yeah. So we've had good success at our help desk on the second Thursday.
So we want to go into that a little bit, but first, tell us a little bit about the current short-term goals of your startup, like just what you're doing, like in the next 2 months. Two short-term goals in the next 2 months. What are you trying to do?
Actually,
with SK America.
Yeah, I need to focus a little more on a better onboarding program, right? Mm-hmm. That's always a problem with software guy or, you know, development guy, like exactly all the things you need, right? Because everybody mm-hmm. comes on to you at a different, you know, a different level.
Right.
But, you know, like, well, I already have a website, I want you to take it over, you know, mm-hmm. things of this nature. And I don't have a form that I can just have someone fill out. So that's what I'd like to do, a little better onboarding.
Okay.
And then, and then the number two is to, well, aside from my own website, is better marketing for myself, right?
My own,
a little better marketing, because again, suffering from the same thing that most startups suffer, you know, you get focused on one thing, right? And you don't have enough time to market your thing, right?
So
I market everybody else, but I don't market my own company because I get paid to market them, right? So the paycheck, mm-hmm. I have to make the paycheck, right? I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I work for the customers, right? So I like to say we're self-employed, but I'm not self-employed. My clients are my boss, right? So,
exactly.
So I can't really do it. You know, I have to do myself. So
yeah,
I got to make sure. So that's what happens.
Cool. So, all right. So tell us about some future goals, 3 years, 5 years, and 10 years. What do you hope to be at? You know, you can include in there if you want to still be doing stuff for the Inland Empire WordPress Meetup Group.
Well, you know, truth be told, I would like to be, you know, a webpreneur, a web entrepreneur or whatever, you know, webpreneur or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like I would, and there are some things that I've seen lately that I want to mess around with that I think can do it. But I'd like to be able to have staff underneath me. You know, I like to have my the amount of work I do, like go tenfold where it's at right now. And you know, I struggle with outsourcing the simple stuff.
It's not easy. I mean, I think everyone does.
You and I have talked about it. You know, I don't really have the time to vet anybody. Like I don't often have the time, and I'm not always the best at saying I want it to be this color blue, this color red, this color.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah,
this font,
yeah.
Like this, you know, I'm not always the best, right? Because I think, man, if I'm taking that much time to write that crap down,
yeah, yeah,
I actually get the first two pages done. You know what I mean? Like that's
true. Yeah,
where I'm at, right? So, with certain development tools that are available now, you know, things don't take as long.
Yeah, true.
And not every client needs a full blown custom PHP. Site, you know, you can do most of it with plugins and
yes,
you just have to know how they all work together,
right?
And I'm pretty skilled with that, and
very, you know, skilled. Yeah,
I have a I have a development tool that I use a lot, right? So I mean, I mm-hmm. use that development tool and I just get it done,
yeah,
and my clients are happy, right? And it's about making them happy, not about saying, hey, instead of like hard coding this that I used to charge you $8,000 for.
Exactly, right? It's quicker. You don't have to go into the spaghetti and the code at all.
You know what I mean?
And no code. They call them no code tools nowadays.
Absolutely,
you
right?
Know?
No code tools, right?
And WordPress has developed quite a few of those.
Yes.
No code tools.
Yeah. Absolutely. From the blocks, everything. Like, you know, all that, right? So,
right.
Whether you're using that or a third party, it doesn't really matter. My point is that I can do this, right? And I can, if there's something that needs to be custom developed or whatever there is, or look at the code because something's weird about it, I know how to do that and I can make it work for them, right?
Yes.
So I'm pretty good at that. And because of that, you know, it seems to me like, why should I try to explain to someone what I know and you know, this is how you do it.
Yeah.
As far as I want, when I'm saying, look, just take the kit. Cause you know, like I have it in my mind, like, you know, you can get a theme kit, whatever, just take the kit and reproduce it or something similar to this side or
whatever.
But in my mind, like I've already, like when I'm, I don't really go out of a niche too much. Like I'm,
yeah, you
know, any schools, like small business plumbers, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Restaurants, like I know this business, right? So I know kind of what they want. They want their stuff displayed, you know, like custom guitar guy, he wants his guitars all over the place, you know,
the
old people, they want to see their houses like a real estate site. So it's not
right,
you know, and I can go look at one, download a pre-built one
like
on a local thing, look at what they did, and then either redo it myself in a builder or whatever,
and those
they're
almost like prototyping tools, the builders, because they help you to put things together real fast, right.
So we can do them like lickety split. The biggest problem usually is whether or not we have enough content, right? Like the actual about your business, right? So that's the hardest part, is calling up the company that's hiring you and saying, hey, I need another paragraph about your business, right? Because like I don't have pretty light, right? And so what ends up happening is I end up talking to them enough, again, because I have only a few clients, sort of boutique-y, right? So I'm not saying, like, you know, the Instagram thing going around now is, you know, if you want somebody cheaper, don't call me, right?
I mean,
I'm not the cheapest web developer around, right? I told somebody on Friday, I'm not the cheapest, right? I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly.
You might want to call somebody else, because all you really want is this, do this. Well, that's, you know,
I mean, you got like Fiverr if people really want cheap. You know what I mean?
Like 2,000 names, business names and addresses and stuff that she wants put into a directory.
Okay?
Well, that's pretty.
That's kind of a information.
Whether or not you're going to cut and paste or whatever you're going to do. The point being is you probably don't want me to do that.
Yeah, I know. Your time can be spent better.
And even if I know how to write a code that'll like rip all that stuff and send it all in there, the point being, I had to learn that code, and my price is not going to be $15 an hour or $10 an hour that you can get, you know, somebody
from
Morocco or Pakistan or
wherever
it is, right? So why are you like, why me? Of course, she said because I want to be able to talk to someone about it.
Okay.
I know, but you could still get them to load that part in, and I could do some the extra work once it's loaded.
Yeah.
Once the stuff's in typed in or cut and paste in, like it's going to take me no matter what. If I cut and paste your list, it's still going to take me
some time.
I mean, it might, if it takes
a couple of hours, few hours,
if it takes 2 minutes, control paste all and control it, whatever. I don't know. Point is, I'm going to have to strip all the crap because you got in Word, and I'm going to have to do some things, right? So
that's right.
Anyway, but again, boutique-y stuff.
Yeah.
And she does want to be able to talk to someone, and that's fine. And she's going to get back with you tomorrow or whatever. And if she says no, it's okay. I don't need the business and I, that kind of thing. So I would like to scale up in the next 3 years to where people below me.
Okay.
5 years from now, I'd like to hopefully, I'm on to the next big thing. Right.
And
you know, I'm not having to work. Right. I mean, I'll be old. Right. So, I mean, I'll be in my 60s in 5 years.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that, you know, I'm golden. Right. And I have like, well, parlay my knowledge into something much bigger, right?
Yeah, like a product or something like that.
Yeah,
you think,
or a SaaS thing or something that's indispensable, or you know, my dad has some ideas for apps that I've kind of shined that maybe I should probably think about a little bit.
Right.
Talking to a fellow this morning about, you know, just before this, actually, I was talking to somebody about doing something.
Yeah.
Putting together some online courses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I know there's money there because online courses make money, right?
Absolutely.
There's some things about that. And then 10 years from now, well, I'm hoping that I have something that I can actually die that would still create residual income.
Go beyond.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? So take care of my son.
Yeah.
You know, take care of his mother, things of this nature. Because, you know, his mother's younger than me, obviously. And then he's much younger than me.
Leave a legacy.
Know, well, I certainly don't want him to lose me at, say 20, and you know, or 30. Like at 30, I'll be 77 when he's 30, right? I'll be 77 years old, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, my parents are 77, and so I might live be that long.
Yep.
But then again, I mean, at 40, you know, I'll be 87, right?
It's got,
so
You gotta take care of yourself, Steve. Go
ahead. And I'm old, right? And I still have my parents, so I don't know how that's gonna. Like, I'm not ready to lose my parents.
No, nope.
So I don't want him to go through his. Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. I want it when it's time for me to go.
Right.
Right.
I want him to be taken care of.
And I don't want to have to retire because the company says I can retire. Have to retire. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to retire and not retire. Like, I want to be the business still runs,
still doing stuff. Yeah.
And I die as the owner. Maybe
I honestly
die as the owner, and you know, whatever's happening, my son's on the payroll then, you know?
Exactly. No, I honestly don't ever like see myself stopping entrepreneurial things because I love what I do. You know, it's like you love what you do, so you'll do it. Like, I remember I was working with a Chinese couple, helping them market. I told you about the eyelash thing.
Yeah.
The husband was 80 years old.
And he's still killing it.
He was 80 years old, and he was one of the sharpest business guys I ever knew. Or that I've ever met. And so, like, things like that. That's what I'm looking
at. Absolutely. And how can you even think that is not how it's going to be? Like, right? Like,
exactly.
I didn't go into this thinking I was going to end early, right? And my dad, you know, is my biggest, you know, role model as far as how to do things of this nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
He never quit. Like, he retired simply because everybody was done working for him, right? Like, he kept the company open. Until everyone, his brother, like, you know, the girl that started off as his first secretary,
yeah,
you know, his business, right? And he kept it open until they could all retire out, right?
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
And he started up profit sharing and made sure everybody had it dialed in.
That's and freaking awesome.
That startups might take from my father is when he started to hire people for his business, he gave even the secretaries, okay, a company car. Mm. And a credit card and a gas card, right? Because here's the deal. Oh, and he pays
I love first. That, man. That's very
he pays
good.
First. He pays first, right? So mm-hmm. you get paid on Monday for this week.
Wow. Right. So he pays up front.
Well, check it out.
Yeah.
Here's the reason. If you hire someone to work your front desk, right?
Mm-hmm.
They need a job, right? And they're taking
that's
a
right.
they're taking a clerical. They're taking
that's
a clerical,
right.
right. So you're not going to pay them. A shit ton, right? Maybe you're going to pay him like here in California. You know, if you want a quality person to work 40 hours and not complain about, you know, their hours or when they got to start or when they got to stop, maybe you got to pay him like, you know, legit like 40K, right?
Yeah, okay. right.
Well, then you're going to give him full dental, full health, you know, full yes. all that because
yeah.
you can't have him worried about being sick.
Yeah.
Right? You can't have him worried about vacation, like, oh my God, am I going to take my kid? None of that crap. Like, you just got to tell him, like, you have it. It's dialed in. Like,
Yeah.
They got to get here.
Yep.
Okay, so if they don't have a car to get here.
What you said to do, right?
Well, when you're hiring them, right, you're going to take them, you know, like, okay, I'm hiring you. You're going to start Monday, right? Yeah, okay, great.
Yeah.
This is Monday. So today we're going to go get you the Buick. You know, I'm going to lease you a Buick.
Wait, so I'm going to play the devil's advocate because some startups will be like, why not just hire somebody with a car?
Right, because yeah. check it out. Now their car, now they're worried. Because now you're paying them, let's say you're paying them $30,000 or
right.
$40,000. Let's just say the startup says $40,000, they're going to pay their person $40,000.
Right.
They know right now that $40,000 isn't really enough.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's an entry level position, right? We expect yes. the person to grow with us, whatever it's going to be, right?
Right. Okay,
so listen, I have a car, but it's not great, right? My particular car is a 2013 pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you want me and I want to work for you. Like, it's a great thing. But your office in Corona, bro.
Yeah.
It's $6 a gallon of gas. Right. I'll drive my truck, but I mean, I can't, like, the amount of money that you're paying me isn't enough for me to get there because it's $6 a gallon for gas.
Right. I get what you're saying.
So give me the gas card then. Right. So give me the gas.
The gas card for sure. But that's kind of a nominal, that's kind of a nominal expense. Right. But it's true. I mean, but, in comparison with like a vehicle.
Well, yeah, but what he did was then what happened was is people started representing the company and he was in the auto business, right?
Okay.
So in a
tech. No, because it's smart, a smart enough business person will make that work because you can write them off his expenses. You can build business credit.
And that's why they did it with lease, right? Because with
lease, that makes sense.
Write off the depreciation, right? And everything was fine. Right? And so they did it fine. And everybody got like a brand, you know, like a new car every 3 years, right?
That's pretty cool.
So that way, when dad said, hey, to his secretary, go run over to Various's office and pick up this and that, she didn't show up in a jalopy.
Yeah.
No, like, that's like cool. what if my truck is on risers, right? And it's got four by, you know, what if I have some crazy off-road pickup truck right now? Like, let's just say I did, right?
If it was the right person, absolutely, yes. So that's, I guess that goes down to like who he's hiring, because he's not just hiring anybody. He's hiring someone for long term. He's hiring the perfect fit for his team, and he's making sure they're taken care of.
That's right.
That makes sense.
And then, of course, you know, everybody got the profit sharing and everybody got the full health and benefits, and everybody got like whatever it was, like a set. Like, he had a set amount of weeks. I don't want to say it was two. I think it was more. Maybe it was four.
Like vacation or
that everybody could take without even sweating, and it was always paid. And then if you had another problem, like, you could tell them, hey,
that's
hey,
a nice setup. That makes people want to be there, you know?
Right. Like, why would you not want to make your environment a place where people want to be
having the funds to do that too is another issue with startups, you know? If they receive venture capital, then maybe they can come out the gate like that. Right.
I understand. But then you have to work out other things, you know, like, I have people that work for me for free. Right. And the story with them, I mean, I don't really pay. And with them is sometimes we trade out for equipment, right?
Okay, right? Yeah. So it's kind of a barter, you know?
Yeah, and a lot of times, right? I have people come on and do a job, and I give them a computer, for instance, right?
Okay, yeah, no, that's
it. Right? They could keep it.
That's good.
It's a working MacBook, right? So it's a little good. Right? And so that'll happen, and then I'll sometimes trade my services for their services, right?
Like, yeah, like a barter. I've bartered so many things, man. Like,
well, I mean, that's,
you know, you know, the one thing I love about having a good skill and ability to do things is that you can barter and you can offer things of value to people.
Absolutely.
I love that.
And for these startups that have it going on where they're actually going to see themselves as, you know, becoming something that might go public or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, giving someone some equity isn't such a bad idea either.
Equity,
right?
That's a big thing.
And or something, you know, like any deal like you see on Shark Tank, you know, X amount of for perpetuity, like, you know,
yes,
2 cents on everything you make
forever.
You know? You say, well, you're just an easy low level guy. Well, if I'm just a low level guy, don't hire me. You know, like if
you don't
pay me that much, and I'm not bringing that
and structuring that deal properly to incentivize, because I mean, like, if I owned 1% of Google, right?
Absolutely, I wouldn't have to work. You know, I
mean,
I'm that's what I'm talking about, right? And and things of that, you know, we all know about the .com, and everybody took the percent and whatever, and they end up getting screwed. We got it, right? And
yeah, so, we get it.
So there's smarter employees now, and so you should be a smarter employer, and you know, you should. And I think that as owners and people in position to do the bartering or to like you were saying earlier, incentivize the person to be loyal to you and to actually think that, hey, you know, I don't want to give up this opportunity that I have with Steve or with Various or with whatever, or, you know, with startup A, B, C, or D. It doesn't matter, because I think that a lot of people get too cocky, right? And they think, well, of course they want. But if they don't see your vision,
you don't make
it clear to them, they're certainly not going to follow you into hell with
it. They won't. That's right. So that's a good point. That's a really good point. So
you have to seriously like tell them, hey, this is what's going on. This is where I see you in the cog.
Yes.
More of a team building thing at that point, right? And that Monday morning meeting or that Friday afternoon closing meeting or whatever you do, however you're doing it, that Wednesday midweek hump day, whatever it is. I mean, really make it something that they care about. And you know.
Yeah. Seeing the big and small picture, right?
Yeah. And all this thing about paying yourself first. Well, I agree with that. No. Mm-hmm. If you're hiring someone, man, and you're making the paycheck, check it out. You get paid last.
Yeah.
Your employees get paid first.
You be sure they get paid.
Man, and
even if you don't get paid, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I did that several times.
Yeah.
Right? And he says, until you go to sleep.
I've done that.
sweating about a paycheck, right? About making people's paychecks.
Yeah.
Sweating payroll, making payroll.
Yeah.
You ain't nothing then.
Yeah.
Right? Until you're the owner and you've gone to bed wondering how you're going to pay the people on Monday.
Yeah,
right. Like, what are you doing, right?
Yeah,
and really, you know, they got paid on Friday for it was a predated check for Monday, right?
That's okay.
Right. I paid people on Friday for Monday the next week. Monday,
So maybe we should get your dad on the podcast, Founders Cast, in the future.
He wouldn't do it.
He probably wouldn't do it.
Well past all this crap. He doesn't care. He's an old man now.
Either way, Steve, tell us, where can people find information about you, about SK America, where you at? Are you doing other things?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What are all the things people can find you involved in?
Absolutely. So if you just look up Stephen Kinsey, PhD, Stephen J. Kinsey, PhD, to find a bunch of crap on me. Stick to the herostyle.org or herostyleorg on Instagram, SK America on Twitter, sk-america.com. It's a hyphen, sk-america.com on the web. A1 website pro, A1 website pros.com is the international website that my buddy and I run. So all those places, but basically if you just type in my name and you get it spelled right, you'll get to the Twitter, you'll get to the you'll find me as authoring my websites, and then of course steve@sk-america.com email, and then I'll even go this further and say you should call me. It's very simple, 909-571-6150, right here on the desk. And you heard it ring earlier.
Hit him up.
Call and leave a message if I don't answer, and recognize that I'll call you back from my cell phone if you're a legitimate caller, and then you'll have my real number and you can get a hold of me, text me, anything. You know.
So. And if you need help with a WordPress website, come to his meetup.
Come to my meetup. Go to meetup.com and then search in Inland Empire WordPress, and then go to the second Thursday meetup. It's the Inland Empire WordPress workshop. And if you come to that, it's a forum where we have people with all levels of knowledge and experience, and we welcome those that have zero, and we welcome those that have, you know, a ton, right? And we help people with questions, and we get advanced questions too, like some of us that even myself as a host, and other people with many years, we ask each other questions too. So you'll get all kinds of information in there, and we welcome you to come. It's 7 to 9 Pacific time.
Awesome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for tuning in to the Founders Podcast. Every week we're publishing this podcast on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We also have the Weekly Wire Roundup. We want to thank Steve for coming on to the Founders Podcast. Get in touch with him. Make sure you like this episode, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and we will see you guys later.
Hit the bell for notifications.
Hit the bell for notifications. Peace.
Peace.